sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we welcome you into a Friday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, doing it live on the best day of the week. Finally made it to another Friday. The weekend weather forecast looks absolutely pristine. We'll get more on that over the course of the next few hours here. Also keeping you safe on the roads. Bit busy this afternoon, not in terms of accidents necessarily, but I think just a lot of people getting out of work early. So stay safe as you are out and about this afternoon. Maybe going to a high school football game tonight. Weather is going to be absolutely great for that as well. Gracie, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I had a productive day for
Friday. You did? What did you do today?
Well, I did something that I think you might be a little bit jealous of. Not actually, but I had to get the title changed in my car.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've been dreading.
Very jealous, yes.
Yeah, so I've been dreading it, and I've been super scared and intimidated that I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just going to go.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to figure it out. I didn't realize this would mean I was getting a new license plate. So she goes, oh, do you want a specialty plate?
Oh, yes, you do. We want a specialty. You want a specialty one.
And so I have a little Blue Angel on the back of my car now. So
very cool.
Very Pensacola.
Yes.
I feel like I'm in the Cool Kids Club now.
Yes, so. You are. I am not in the Cool Kids Club right now.
Today.
Yeah. Now you were just...
No, I'm looking like, oh, okay.
You are so aware of everybody's license plates or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I am looking forward to experiencing that myself. I do plan on getting the Blue Angels license plate the first chance I can. I mean, I think you can do it at any time. I've never actually gotten a specialty plate. Nobody's ever asked me if I wanted one, because now this is when your tag renewed, like you had to get updated renewals, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, basically.
All right. So yeah, I think I'm getting mine renewed in like November or December, so I think that's when I'll do it. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can do it at any time. Maybe Scott, if you're listening, you can text us in to make that confirmation. But yeah, very, very proud of you. That's
yes,
awesome.
What
was the cost for that plate? It was
I think it's $30 a year.
Oh, that's not bad.
So I paid it for 2 years, so I don't have to worry about it till.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, so I'm super excited.
You get any vanity message
on
there?
I didn't get too much on my plate. It does start with BS, which
all
I was
right.
like, okay. But no, it's just a normal...
Okay.
Just normal numbers and letters.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, that's cool. You have any big plans for the weekend?
Not really. I'm going to soak in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Now,
so that's a great weekend for that. 4:15 right now, right before we get to our top three stories. We are busy today, of course. Our weekly conversation with Tanner Stewart coming up at 4:30. Also, Patrick Bernardo, PNJ Sports Reporter, previewing the high school football slate for us tonight. We'll talk to him at 5:30. Right now, traffic and weather together.
Well, as Joe mentioned, no major accidents right now, but we do have some busy roads. So that's going to include 98 going into Navarre is slow moving. Just typical afternoon traffic if you're heading in the westbound direction. A little bit heavier right near the Navarre Beach Causeway. And then also 87 southbound. Expect some slight slowdowns there as you're at that light. But I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. We have typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest. But other than that, looking good. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line at 850. 2626111 for weather. Beautiful day for the rest of this afternoon and into tonight. If you are going to high school football, the low tonight 68, so that's pretty nice with clear skies. And then Saturday and Sunday, clear sunny skies with a high of 90. It's 85 and a few clouds right now. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Top three stories today, starting with New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, who's made history with today's federal bribery charges against him. Federal prosecutors say Menendez and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to use his influence to protect three businessmen and benefit the Egyptian government. He appears to be the first sitting senator in U.S. history to be indicted on two unrelated criminal allegations. He was charged back in 2015 with illegally accepting favors from a Florida eye doctor, but that case ended in a mistrial.
Also, the United Auto Workers are expanding their strike.
As promised, we're expecting to stand up strike in response to the lack of progress in bargaining with General Motors and Stellantis. We will shut down parts distribution until those two companies come to their senses and come to the table with a serious offer.
So the UAW president, Sean Fay, said that the strike will now expand to 20 states after General Motors and Stellantis rejected their proposals. He did say that Ford has agreed to some of their proposals, but there is still work to be done.
And also, President Biden today establishing a first-of-its-kind Office of Gun Violence Prevention. He says the office will centralize and coordinate efforts to reduce gun violence in America.
After every mass shooting, we hear a simple message, the same message all over the country. And I've been to every mass shooting. Do something. Please do something.
Well, Biden noted firearms are the leading cause of death in the U.S. for children and teens. The new office will be overseen by Vice President Kamala Harris. Those are our top three stories today. Taking a look at our local headlines, hearing from Sheriff Bob Johnson today regarding the incident in Avalon Middle School yesterday.
I've been sheriff 7 years now, and I think it's the first time ever we've gotten a gun out of a school. We don't have any information that leads us to believe they were planning on shooting the school up or anything.
So late yesterday, after we were off the air, the sheriff's office announced two suspects, 14-year-old Hayden Curl and 15-year-old Alexander Pittman, both charged of possession of a weapon on school property after a .22-caliber handgun was found by school resource deputies. So tomorrow, big moving day for Baptist Hospital. So we're learning more about the route that ambulances will be taking as they move all patients at Baptist's old campus on East Street to the new facility on Brent Lane.
We have control of routes. Sheriff's office will be, they've got 12 officers, PDs, offering up officers for the city, traffic lights and everything. So it's going to be moving pretty quick.
That's Eric Gilmore, emergency manager for Escambia County. The route will move down East Street to Cervantes, turn onto I-110 North to Brent Lane, and then the route back will follow that same track there. So the move will start at around 5 in the morning, should be wrapped up at around 5 in the afternoon, maybe a little later. And the ER at the old campus closes at 3 in the morning. The new ER will open up immediately after. Baptist officials say there will be an ambulance stationed at the old campus in case anybody who doesn't know about the move tomorrow shows up to the old ER with a serious medical emergency. 4:20 right now. We're taking a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church.
I kid you not.
Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Punch! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The text line always open. Happy Friday to one and all. Saturday, I believe, is the first day of autumn. Ooh. I believe that's to be correct there. So counting down the days until October. Weekend looks absolutely great in terms of the weather. More on that here in just a moment away. Gracie celebrating her Blue Angel license plates.
Yeah, I feel so like a real Pensacola person.
You should. You should absolutely feel that way. By the way, I checked the Ticketmaster website as Ice Flyer tickets went on sale. Plenty of great seats still available for Blue Angel Night on November 11th.
Did you snag your pair?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
I'm probably going to go home and do that later on. But yeah, there's a lot of seats left. So
good.
I don't believe in danger of them selling out here in the next 3 hours.
Yes.
425.
We're looking good on the roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. Definitely we'll see some everyday afternoon traffic on Davis Highway right near the interstate as well as Pine Forest. That's going to be in both the north and southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10. So just keep that in mind. Also, not seeing any slowdowns just yet, but I do believe that there is a race going on tonight at Five Flags Speedway as well as tomorrow night. So kind of expect that that race traffic around Five Flags Speedway later this evening. If you see anything else on the roads, just give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to have an absolutely beautiful weekend. That's going to be tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 90 and clear skies for tomorrow night. And Sunday, we'll see the same. Tonight, we have clear skies and a low of 68, so going to be great for some high school football tonight. Few clouds right now in 85 with a heat index at 87. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Also, real quick, coming up next weekend, a really awesome event. It is the Seafood Festival. So Fiesta's Pensacola Seafood Festival is on Friday, September 29th through October 1st. And you can savor delicious seafood, enjoy various musical acts, and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola. Again, that's the annual Seafood Festival, which is produced by Fiesta Pensacola. And this festival is one of the largest arts and crafts fair in Northwest Florida. More than 150 artisans and craftsmen who travel around the country come right here to Pensacola to participate. You can check out all the info, who's playing music, who's all going to be there at our website, newsradio923.com.
And I believe the Pensacola Interstate Fair right around the corner as well. So very cool stuff. All right, state and national headlines here. Just a couple things going on around Florida here. Florida's agriculture industry taking a major hit following Hurricane Idalia. A preliminary report from the University of Florida shows an estimated loss of up to $370 million. More than 3 million acres of farmland was affected by the storm, most of which was used as food for livestock.
Also, SpaceX is preparing for its second launch this week along Florida's East Coast, and the company is set to set send another batch of Starlink satellites to its low Earth orbit tomorrow night at Cape Canaveral. Forecasters predict the weather to be nearly perfect for the launch when the window opens at 8:06 on Saturday.
In Washington, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy plans to strip funding for Ukraine out of a defense spending bill that was blocked twice this week. He'll remove $300 million for Ukraine in the Pentagon appropriations bill and will look to hold a separate vote on that funding.
House Republicans failed multiple times this week to do their basic duty, keep the government running. Instead, they were pushed to the extremes with increasingly severe cuts to programs Americans rely on.
And Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesman, calling on Republicans to vote for the bipartisan funding agreement negotiated by McCarthy and President Biden.
Also in Ukraine news, the U.S. may soon supply Ukraine with a small number of low-range missiles to help the war against Russia. So NBC News reports that President Biden told the Ukraine President Zelensky that he plans to provide the Army tactical missile systems to Ukraine that they have been asking for the past month, and it would give them the ability to strike targets as far as about 180 miles.
East Coast bracing for strong winds and heavy rains from North Carolina to New Jersey.
We could see the system strengthen up to about 60 to 65 miles per hour in terms of its intensity before making landfall. So where that core does come on shore, those stronger winds could certainly affect portions of the North Carolina coast, especially the Outer Banks south of Cape Hatteras towards areas like Morehead City and down into that region there.
And Dr. Michael Brennan from the National Hurricane Center says the low pressure system in the Atlantic is now Tropical Storm Ophelia. Forecasters are warning of heavy rainfall and life-threatening storm surge across the mid-Atlantic.
Also, more than a dozen New York high school students and two adults are still hospitalized after yesterday's deadly charter bus crash. So at least a dozen patients are in stable condition.
Farmingdale community is amazingly strong. They're a very tight-knit community. They will move on, and they will work hard, and they will hold each other together throughout this terrible tragedy, and they know that they have all of us.
Two adults were killed in the crash from yesterday at the bus. It was en route to Pennsylvania.
Also, a district attorney in Southern California going after the L.A. County D.A. for not seeking the death penalty against the man accused of murdering a sheriff's deputy. L.A. County D.A. George Gascon was instead seeking life in prison without the possibility of parole. The Orange County D.A. called him a liar. 4:30 right now. After the Fox News update, the week that was with Tanner Stewart. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie.
I'm Matt Napolitano. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez indicted on federal corruption and bribery charges.
We learned about this just like all of you. But again, this is an active matter, so I'm not going to comment.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Menendez temporarily stepping down as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee following today's indictment. Democratic lawmakers calling out House Republicans for an impasse in voting, with the House adjourned for the weekend and with a federal government shutdown looming.
We all know we're hurtling towards a shutdown, yet my friends on the other side of the aisle are terrified, scared stiff by a small handful of extremists in their own conference. It's like we're traveling through another dimension.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern opening a rules committee hearing to debate proposed 2024 spending bills. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Disney's plans to ramp up its investments in its parks and cruises to the tune of $60 billion over the next 10 years suggests the company sees a plan or a path to growth via added capacity rather than the price increases that have driven results in recent years. In other words, JP Morgan analysts say in a research note, look for Disney to take steps to bring more people into its parks, perhaps through newer intellectual property like Frozen, Wakanda, and Coco. For the first time in about 30 years, McDonald's, as of January 1st, will increase its royalty fee for franchise operators opening new restaurants in the U.S. and Canada. Operators will have to pay a 5% royalty rate, up from 4%. The rate will stay the same for those currently running McDonald's locations who extend their leases. Stocks losing streak now at 4 days. In the Friday session, the Dow Jones Industrials fell another 106 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ dipped 10 and 12, respectively. That's your money now.
Financial literacy isn't taught in our elementary classrooms, and parents lack the resources to teach it at home. But now the kids can learn about finance thanks to Be Sensible Smart and BCS-Kids.com. The Sensibles are a team of animated superheroes who help kids age 6 through 12 develop smart money habits in a fun way. Buy a subscription for your loved ones, and each month they'll get a kit in the mail with an entertaining DVD, comic book, and activities. Get 20% off using promo code CENT when you visit BCS-Kids.com.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes are 21-point underdogs to Oregon on Saturday afternoon, but even a Colorado loss won't stop the frenzy around the program. Two big reasons why. Number one, Shedeur Sanders is must-see TV. Second, speculation about Deion's future will be rampant all season long. Even with a loss, primetime is still the story. I'm Maggie Gray.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in the zone.
So what if I need a new one?
No problem. We have the right battery for your car, starting at only $89.99.
Get in the zone. And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really good in-depth conversation with the president of Baptist Hospital, Brett Aldridge, about the move coming up on Saturday, what that's going to mean for folks. Key takeaway, by the way, is that the old emergency room stops taking patients and operating at 3 a.m. The new one opens at 3 a.m. because by law you can only have one in operation. You can't have in multiple locations. Lots of other stuff from that interview. You can listen to the whole thing at newsradio923.com on the podcast page for the Pensacola Morning News.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And join Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tanner, Tanner, Tanner. Tanner, 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 Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R, T-A-N-N-E-R. Tanner, 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 Tanner.
That's right. That song only means one thing. We're going to be talking with Tanner in just a bit for the week that was. Hope you're having a great Friday, getting this work day over with, and an awesome weekend here in Pensacola. The weather is going to be awesome. We have some high school football going on tonight. We have Five Flag Speedway racing this weekend. So lots going on. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Going to real quickly get a quick look at our roads and weather. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 and 98 in Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point running smoothly. For weather, again, absolutely beautiful. Going to be clear skies tonight and a low of 68. It's 85 and a few clouds right now. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much, Gracie. Excuse me. We go to the phone line right now. Bring on our guy, Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter, anchor, and as we saw this week, fill-in meteorologist. Tanner, what was that like with Alan's mic not working there?
You know, Joe, almost a decade in this business, and I have waited countless hours and moments for that time right there. And I have to say, I'm probably as disappointed as anyone. I wasn't ready for it, but I will be next time if I ever get that chance, if it ever comes. Wow, what a time. I tell you, you have to go on the fly here. If you missed it, we had some mic issues that we were dealing with, but it's the broadcast, Joe. You know how it goes. I had to do something. I had to improvise.
You did. And you know, this week wasn't a bad week for that to happen because, I mean, the weather has looked absolutely amazing here the last couple of days and this weekend as well. So I've often wondered, you know, in weeks like this, you know, why Alan, they just don't get him an at-home studio that he can just kind of lounge around on the couch in and just do reports from home.
Or a beachside studio, because that's where Alan lives for most of the weekend. The guy's a mover, so you'll catch him all over the city of Pensacola. But I know he spends many hours out on that beach. And I can tell you right now, I'll speak for him. I don't think he'd be against that one bit. I'd go join him out there. I'll try to do the forecast. Nobody wants to see me do it, but I'll try it.
Yeah, for sure. Tanner, let's get your take here on some of the bigger stories of the week. One of the more polarizing ones, nuisance abatement modules. I think I got that right. So I saw a lot of comments on social media over this. Sheriff's office putting these surveillance vans out there. What do you make of those?
Very interesting, Joe. There's going to be at least, we've heard, 2 to 3 of them. Right now there's only one, though. It's the nuisance abatement module, as you called it, and it's an old transport van. The sheriff's office was not using it anymore. They were going to auction it off. It has over 200,000 miles. I don't even know how well it runs, but that's not the point. The point is to literally park it right in front of what they consider to be nuisance areas or nuisance houses. Now, this particular house where this van is now has been called 70 times. Sheriff's deputies have responded to this house for a wide variety of things: fighting, drugs, dogs out of control. We spoke with some neighbors there yesterday who were actually glad to see the vans there, but want to see a little more response from the sheriff's office. And neighbors around this house want this house completely gone. So I know I saw some responses on social media posts about this story. A lot of people saying that the van shouldn't be there. Well, the neighbors want it there. And if you witnessed this house, if you somehow knew where exactly that was yesterday on B Street, you'd be able to see for yourself just exactly why it's out there. There's hidden cameras on this van, but there's also visible cameras. So anyone that goes in front of this and participates in any sort of illicit activity, the sheriff's office will most likely be calling you, I would assume. And I asked the sheriff on the air yesterday about this. You know, it's somewhat of a win-win for them, they consider, because if these cameras catch something, they can address it. If they don't catch anything, maybe that means that the situation's being alleviated a little better than it is. So anxious to see what happens with these vans and if they use them on a wider scale, Joe.
Tanner, the other story that I thought was really interesting that you had this week was the Warrington, the new Charter Academy, the basketball program. So apparently they had one game. I'm not sure if that was a preseason game or supposed to be a regular season game. And then all of a sudden the schedule gets maybe canceled. What's going on out there?
So what happened was, and to answer your first question there, Joe, about whether this was a regular season game, I believe it was, and why basketball starts so early in middle school was my first question, and I think a lot of that has to do with scheduling of referees and things like that. You know, you don't have middle school football in Escambia County, so they're able to play basketball a little early. So the season started. Warrington Prep, formerly Warrington Middle School, will still compete in the Escambia County School District Athletics. And they were set to do that with basketball. They played their first game. Now, here's where it gets confusing. After the first game, someone, somewhere, alerted the Escambia County School District that there were players found ineligible. We've heard from parents and staff inside the school that at least five of the players didn't have the grades from last year to qualify this fall to play. We've also been told by parents and staff inside the school that at least two additional players, were found to be overage. The school district disputes this. They did acknowledge that some players didn't quite make the grades, but they say that there were none overage. We're still waiting to confirm this with some concrete proof of this. But the biggest question that we still have is how and why they played their first game and weren't notified of these requirements after. So, long story short, the season was canceled. The principal officially canceled it and took a vote with the players on how they want to continue their season. And they are moving forward in hopes to reschedule some games with other charter schools, is what's believed to be. But nothing's been confirmed yet. So as far as right now, there are no games on their schedule. But they are hoping, I think, to get that worked out.
Talking with Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor, as we do this time each and most Fridays, but we try to make it an every Friday thing. Tanner, the Ice Flyers Blue Angel uniforms, your thoughts on those?
I love them, Joe. I have no problem when any kind of sport wants to mingle with another, another brand or another sport. You see sometimes basketball teams will honor football teams in their city. But what I love the most is that the uniform is spot on with the Blue Angels uniform. I mean, it's flawless.
Yeah.
I love it. And I'm going to tell you something, too. I've never been to an Ice Flyers game, and I've tried for 3 years. My first year I was here with COVID, so it was a little tricky. And then, you know, the wedding and everything else, and life hits you in the face. This year, we're going to make our first Ice Flyers game, and I hope it's for Blue Angels night because that's impressive.
Tanner, I will go with you, and I sincerely mean that.
Let's go.
I have not been to an Ice Flyer game either since I moved here, and I am super happy about the fact that they are selling replica uniforms. I would love to be able to get my hands. I don't know if the massive pool that you have in this community, if you would be able to get me a game-worn sweater, or I would also accept a customizable one with the name Iceman on the back. Do you think you could get that done for me?
The only pull I have in this community, Joe, is getting Blue Angels hats, and that comes off of eBay. So it's all a front. Don't worry. Look, we're going to try our best because I want one of those too. The jerseys, I wear the whole pants. I don't know if I ever have in my life, but I try it just to try on the whole
Listen,
uniform.
Listen, I think that is, you know, you tell shoe guards to back off. I think that is a great man on the street thing. You know, the Friday before that game, they get you out there on the ice, and you can show off what the Blue Angel uniforms look like. I think I just talked you into a feature assignment there.
I love it, Joe. I'm all for it.
We'll get you out of here on this, Tanner. Both of us with big games tomorrow. My Ohio State Buckeyes on the road taking on Notre Dame. Florida State taking on Clemson. And I know that at Clemson has been a bit of a horror show for the Seminoles in recent years. So on a scale of 1 to 10, your fear factor going into tomorrow?
Well, I'll tell you first, Jim, I've never really never really believed in Ohio State in a lot of these big games. They can't seem to do it. I think tomorrow's a good shot. But on the other hand, if Ohio State's able to knock that game out, I think that just proves how good they are this year. As far as Florida State goes, I say it every week, along with Coach Norvell, it's about this game and this game only right now. That's it. It's not about the fans. It's not about any of that. FSU has a lot against them this week. Clemson, nah, they're not as hot as they have been. But it's at home. They haven't won at Clemson the last four matches. Haven't beat Clemson in almost 8-9 years. It's tough, but they got a lot to prove. The fourth team in the country, all they got to do, Joe, is win. I don't care if it's by 1 point. As long as they can hold off, come home, got a nice three-game home stretch after this. Things still look good. A lot of big games tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised a bit. I know a lot of people, including family right now, are going to shun me for saying this, but the Rebels might come away with a win in Tuscaloosa. Mm. And I wouldn't be surprised either way. I think Alabama could knock them out completely early on, but we'll see what happens.
I like the prediction. I'm not sure I like you going out of your way to lob hand grenades at Ohio State there when you opened. That felt a little unnecessary. What does the game day menu look like at the Stewart household?
We start early. We always start with the breakfast. I love to get a good dozen donuts on the weekend. That gets our palate set. But somewhere most Saturdays, we always find ourselves coming from Memphis. We make a Memphis sausage and cheese plate is usually always on the table at some point on Saturday. My wife, Amanda, makes the most delicious buffalo chicken dip. She'd be so happy I'm saying this right now. I wish we could sell it. But other than that, Joe, we are game ready. As long as the snacks are flowing and the TV's on, I don't really care what's there. We have our staples. The rest can come after.
All right, sounds good. Well, Tanner, you have a good football Saturday. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks, Joe. I never thought I would say this, but go Buckeyes.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I like that. Our sales manager, Jeff, a big Notre Dame fan, so he's been giving me some weird looks all day today. We have not spoken today, probably will not. And depending on what happens, we may not speak next week either. But Gracie, give us an update on the roads and weather, and then we'll go to break.
Well, roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Also looking good on 29 and 90. We do have a patch of rain, though, actually. Just a real small, some light rain going throughout Beulah, right near Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. So just that just popped up randomly. So just keep that in mind that may be making its way towards you. But really just some light rain there. But then other than that, we're like, if you see anything else on the roads, 850-2626-111 is the number to call. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport, the sleek compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a six-piece band covering hits from the 70s through the 90s. From Pat Benatar and Blondie, to The Cars, to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. It's Bands on the Beach with Vinyl Revival this Tuesday night at 7.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Joe and Gracie on a Friday. Hope you are enjoying the end of this week and getting ready for an awesome weekend. We're going to start by just getting a real quick look at the roads, and then we will get to health, business, and science notes. So I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also running smoothly. Really nothing to slow you down right now, but if you do see something on the roads, please call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, we do just have some very light rain heading towards, in West Pensacola, kind of just south of Beulah. So just keep that in mind, that just popped up. But other than that, we're going to have a beautiful weekend here in Pensacola. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, today, happy iPhone 15 Day. Mm-hmm. New iPhone hitting shelves around the world. Long lines at the Apple Store in New York City. That's where Tim Cook was to open doors for Apple fans. Gracie, I did make a formal decision that I am not upgrading this year.
I'm proud of you.
I did get the iOS 17 update, so I'm already well on my way there. But I don't really see a whole lot different about the iOS 17. But yeah, I'm holding off for this year. That decision has been made.
Are you a big FaceTime person?
A
little bit? No.
Mainly with the wife and daughter.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah. I'm excited for the voicemail for the FaceTime. I feel like that's the only thing I've seen
something where like you can hold two phones together, mm-hmm. and it does something, like it'll share something directly. Like it's kind of like the new AirPlay now.
Oh.
But I haven't tried it out yet. But
okay, cool. Also in health, business, and science notes, Amazon is going to start featuring ads on its Prime Video streaming services. So starting next year, TV services and movies are going to have limited ads in the tier that costs about $15 a month. So subscribers are going to be able to pay an extra $3 a month to avoid seeing these ads.
Also, Oscar Mayer is apparently doing away with the Frankmobile. So they changed from the Wienermobile to the Frankmobile back in May as a way to rebrand to a spotlight Oscar Mayer's new 100% beef franks, but it's not sticking, so they're going back to the Wienermobile name there. Wacky, weird story. Gracie, this one for you. Women in China are starting a new trend where they add a fake belly button a few inches above the real one to make their legs look longer. You can buy sheets of temporary belly button tattoos on Walmart's website, believe it or not. So if you like wearing crop tops or anything that shows off your stomach, it creates an illusion to make your waist higher and legs longer. Your immediate reaction to that is?
We have lost it. We are crazy.
I think that's a tremendous gag gift for Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, for sure. A little stocking stuffer. Yeah. Just put a little belly button tat in there. Also, a Georgia dentist is now the proud owner of the world's largest toothpaste collection. So he has 2,037 different tubes of all different flavors of toothpaste.
My favorite ones, it's a set of whiskey flavored. It's rye, scotch, and bourbon. Don't brush and drive. Mm. Over here, we have toothpaste mostly from Asia. We're talking Korea, China, Japan, with some unusual looks and flavors like bamboo, chocolate flavored.
Hmm. So he recently set the Guinness World Record for that.
I wonder. I mean, so I don't know if he just collects them or if he uses them. Does toothpaste have an expiration? I don't know off the top of my head. I've never looked at the container to know that. Good news: a 64-year-old guy from San Diego named Tom Willis has now thrown out the first pitch at 29 different major league ballparks. He tossed out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium Tuesday and now just has Angel Stadium to go. And it's way more impressive when you consider the fact that he doesn't have any arms and uses his feet to throw. He's been doing a national pitch for awareness tour to highlight what people with disabilities can do.
That is awesome. Also, Pensacola man just won $1 million after playing the 500 times in cash game. That's a 52-year-old named Christopher Banks who bought the winning ticket from the Publix on University Parkway. What? He chose the lump sum, so he has $820,000.
Hey. Very cool. Congratulations, Christopher.
Also, just to let you know, toothpaste does have an expiration date. This is from just Google, but typically expires 2 years after the manufacture date.
All right. So I wonder if the guy has to if he has to replace it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because, I mean, I would imagine, I don't know how that works, but.
Maybe he's looking for volunteers. Maybe he's just on his patients. He's a dentist. It's Joe and Gracie on a Friday right here on News Radio 92.3.